message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The devil has no power over you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has no power over you. Praise the Lord. Because God has given you the power. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. He didn't say certain knee. He didn't say certain people. He said both in heaven, on earth, under the earth, anywhere. Praise the Lord. And he said, even the smallest in the kingdom, we do greater works. Hallelujah. In other words, the apostles went out and came back and said, even the devil was subject unto us. I want to tell you this. You are mightier than the apostles. If you don't know that, I'm telling you this. They have done great exploit, but we enjoy great grace. And that grace has empowered us to do what some things that they could not do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this morning so that you will know where we are going. God did not destine you to suffer hurt and loss. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you this morning, as the Lord liveth, you shall suffer no loss in the name of Jesus. I say you will suffer no loss in the name of Jesus. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 19 says something. It says, but nothing of there was missing. Nothing. Whether it be small or great, neither sons nor daughter. Nothing. Praise the Lord. Neither spoil nor anything that they are taking from them. I decree concerning somebody this morning, whatever the devil has taken from you, in this month of great restoration, the Lord will restore it in the name of Jesus. And you know why I love this theme of this month? It didn't say restoration. It said great restoration. And the Bible made it clear that when you take something that is not yours, when you want to return, you must return in fourfold. Fourfold there does not mean that if I've taken this mic now, then I will return four. No. I will return 100% in 100% four times. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you are getting it. The devil has taken 100 naira from you. 100 times 100 times 4. That is what you get. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is great restoration. The Lord is going to restore that which belongs unto you in the name of Jesus. In the book of John chapter 18 verse 9, Jesus Christ said, of all that you have given unto me, I have lost none. I have lost none. I want you to know this morning that God's desire is that you lose nothing. In this year 2018, you will not suffer any loss in the name of Jesus. No matter the evil around you, no matter what the enemy is propagating or saying, I tell you this morning, there shall be no loss in the name of Jesus. No matter what is threatening others, no matter what is staring at others in face and is roaring at them, concerning you, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. I say it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. You know what? The Bible says something. It says in the book of Psalm 91, verse 4 down, it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at no day. Now look at verse 7. I love verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near unto thee. I decree concerning you, you will only see, you will not partake in any evil in the name of Jesus. When evil is going before you, you will not get into it in the name of Jesus. When evil is coming behind, it will not get unto you in the name of Jesus. When evil is coming from the left, it will not get unto you in the name of Jesus. When evil is coming from the right, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. If it's coming from up or down, I decree the Lord will shield you in the name of Jesus. There shall be no loss. You know why? You carry the grace for preservation. And I decree this morning that grace is released unto you in the name of Jesus. That grace of preservation is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Your health is preserved. I say your health is preserved. I say your health is preserved. I say your health is preserved in the name of Jesus. Your finances are preserved. Your businesses are preserved. Your career is preserved. Your academic is preserved. Perhaps you have written some examination and the devil say, I'm going to cause you to lose this particular course, and that particular course is 3 units or maybe 4 units. Thereby is going to crash your GP. I decree, in place of sorrow, God will give you joy. In place of crashing, God will give you upliftment. In place of demotion of GP, God will promote your GP. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know why God does not want us to suffer any wrong? We are going to be listening to them right now. Number one reason why God does not want us to suffer any loss is because God is not interested in you being dead. He's more interested in you being alive. His decision is not, he's not interested in your loss at all. Your loss does not please God. Praise the Lord. And under that, number 1A, one of the reasons why your loss does not please God is because only the living can praise God. And the Bible says our God inhabits the praises of his people. And the food of God is praise. So if God takes the person that praises him away, that means there's not going to be food. So God does not want you to die. No! It's not the plan of God that you should die without fulfilling your destiny. That is not his plan. Our God enjoys praises. And the Bible made it clear to us that the dead cannot praise God. I say it again, the dead cannot praise God. It is only the living that can praise God. You know another reason? It's because only the living can serve God. The Bible says in Exodus 23:25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your what? He shall bless your breath and your water. He will bless your bread and thy water, and I will take away disease from the midst of thee. Verse 26. Verse 26 says something. Let's move to verse 26 quickly. And thou shalt nothing cast their young. You will not cast your young in the name of Jesus. And he said, none will be barren. Do you know what? Barrenness is loss. When you are barren, you will lose a lot of things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are barren in any area of life, you lose a lot of privileges. There is a lot of privileges that are taken away. I decree concerning somebody here this morning, anything that is challenging your fruitfulness, that thing is terminated today in the name of Jesus. And he said, the numbers of thy days I will fulfill. It is not up to you now, it is him. He didn't say you. He said, I, God, will fulfill it. That is, either the devil like it or not, your days shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Number two, 1B, understand 1B. Our living bring glory to God. Hence, God wants you to be alive so that he can show you as a glory. So that he can use your life to do shakarat. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of us, maybe you have been there before. If you are an excellent child in academics, maybe you are the one that is always taking first position. In those days, you know, we have street brothers, street sisters, street uncle and daddy and mommy. When you are the one that comes first in the street, your mommy will push you forward and will be going behind you, coming majestically with her hair tie. She's bold. When they greet, ah, Bele, how are you? How was your day? Ah, Onloshe Kokini. She's so proud. Then maybe you visit the village, then your father will take you and call some of you saying, Omo mi to se ti lo yin bode ewaki. You know, why? Because you are a child that brings glory. I decree concerning someone this morning, you will bring glory to your family in the name of Jesus. If it's the one that is taking the last position, the mother will put the child behind. So when anybody says, Bosibi, Olorire, Bosibi, so that you will not talk. So that they will not ask you what is your position. Possibly, Olorire, I feel late. I think I'm conju. so that nobody will ask. She's not proud to show you forth, to show such a child forth. You will not be that kind of a person in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be that kind of a person. So God wants to use us to dazzle the world. He wants to display His glory in our lives so that others can see. And so that others can see and come and partake. I pray that the God will show forth His glory in your life in the name of Jesus. Number C is because God wants to use you to bless others. God wants to use you to bless others. I tell you this morning, as long as you live, you are a source of blessings. You are not a source of loss in the name of Jesus. You know, some people, when you get in contact with them, you will just be blessed. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have seen, you have met such a person before. When you get in contact with them, you must just be blessed. It is not a matter of choice. It's not a matter of, I want to be blessed, you must be blessed. I've met plenty of such. And I tell you, that is what you and I must be. That when people meet us, they must meet blessing. When they encounter us, they must encounter blessing. And you know what? Such people, everybody prays for them. Everybody. Maybe there's somebody like that in the family. Everybody. But I like back your bandabubu. Everybody. Even the person that is not his own mother will pray for him. Almost also that, so God preserve him. Why? You know why? Because it's a source of blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be a source of joy. You must be a source of progress. You must be a source of favor for destiny fulfillment for somebody. And if somebody suffers a loss, how can it be a blessing? Loss is minus to blessing. Loss is minus to blessing. You will not be a minus in the name of Jesus. And number four, that's D part of that one D. Now, your being alive bring profits to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Your being alive bring what? Profits to the kingdom. If you are a child of God in the kingdom, your being alive is a profit to the kingdom. Your not being alive is a minus because something is wrong. If a child of God is in God and is not bringing profit, I declare concerning somebody this morning that you will continually be a prophet in the name of Jesus. You are a prophet to the kingdom. You are a prophet to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. I say you are a prophet to the kingdom. Hallelujah. No loss, but profit. That is what God desires for you and I. In everything we lay our hands upon, we shall prosper. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. So your life must bring profit. Hallelujah. Number two reason why God did not want us to suffer any loss, now is because you are for signs and wonders. Because you are for signs and what? Because you are for what? Signs and wonders. Every child of God is for signs and wonders. And the Bible says the whole world waited for the manifestation earnestly. The whole world earnestly waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. And when you suffer loss, how can you manifest? You will not suffer loss in the name of Jesus. I say you will not suffer loss in the name of Jesus. I don't know if somebody have ever met you before and they challenge God in your life. They challenge God in your life. You said you are serving God. And your life is like this. I decree this morning in the name of Jesus, anyone challenging God in your life negatively, I decree God will put them to shame in the name of Jesus. You know what? There's one saying they used to say. They say, evidence is the end of argument. When they see the evidence of what God has turned your life to, argument ceases. I decree concerning someone this morning, any negative thing that the enemy is using to ridicule God in your life, God will turn it around and turn it to a source of praising of the name of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three, Your loss or your losses cost the kingdom. Your loss or your losses will cost the kingdom. We are talking about the kingdom of God now. Christ has paid for all that we enjoy in God. Christ has paid for all. Hence, we are not entitled to suffer any loss. Maybe you didn't get to that. Christ has paid for all that we are to enjoy in God. Hence, you are not entitled to suffer any loss. You are not entitled to that. No. No, you are not. Hallelujah. If you now suffer any loss, it's like you are taking from Christ again what Christ has already paid for. And that is why the devil cannot make you to suffer any loss. Praise the Lord. God's always desire increase. And increase shall you be in the name of Jesus. You will continually increase in the name of Jesus. I say you will continually increase in the name of Jesus. Right from the beginning, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, when God made man, you know, God pronounced his blessing. And the Bible says, and God blessed them, comma. And God blessed them, comma. That's a full statement on its own. God blessed them. You can as well put full stop. And remove the hand. It will give you another meaning. Put full stop and remove the hand. God said unto them, God blessed them first. Before God said unto them, blessing brings fruitfulness. Blessing brings multiplication. Blessing brings dominion. Blessing brings subduement. And God said, be fruitful. Because you are blessed, you must be fruitful. Because you are blessed, you must multiply. Because you are blessed, you must replenish. Because you are blessed, you must subdue. And I decree concerning someone this morning, that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Because you are blessed, you must increase. Because you are blessed, you must multiply. There shall be no loss. I said there shall be no loss. God did not decree any loss. God did not command any loss. God command multiplication. God command increase. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four. Your loss will affect the work of God in your life and in your generation. When you lose, it affects the plan of God for your life. Even if the person did not die. If he suffers loss of career, if he set him back, if he suffers the loss of a dear one, in any way, God did not want you to suffer any loss. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that is the difference between us and those that are out there on the world, in the world. Praise the Lord. Let me shock you. When a believer dies, it is not a loss. It's a gain. Yeah. Good old age. Not a premature one. Good old age. It's a gain. Good old age. Not just old age. Good old age. That is, you grow old and you are not suffering in old age. If there is anything like oldness. You are not suffering in oldness. Because somebody is old, then it's no. You are enjoying good old age in full strength and vitality. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday I was watching the burial of two great people in the afternoon. I went home to just tidy up some work. And I needed to charge my phone. And I didn't have the charger, so I have to on the TV to connect so that I can charge. So and they were showing the burial of two people, two great people. One, a lady. The other one, a man. There are two great people in U.S. One was a senator. The other one is a gospel singer. Hallelujah. And you know what? And the person that was talking said, can you see the difference in the mood? The reporter. And I know that she didn't plan to say that. The thing just prompted. They divided the screen into two. One was showing Aretha Franklin. The other was showing McCain. At the burial of McCain, everybody were moody, sorrowful, gloomy. They were just going.
Then they will touch the casket.
At the burial of Aretha Franklin, they were jamming praises. Serious praises. Singing and worshiping God. Thanking God for a life well spent in Christ. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, can you see the difference? This is the life in Christ. This is the life outside Christ. Our life outside Christ, no matter what you achieve, is a loss. And life in Christ, no matter how little that they thought you achieve, is a gain. Praise the Lord. And I was this. Bishop T.D. Jakes was there at the other barrier. Let me shock you. One of the American former presidents was also there. Bill Clinton was there. Then I was telling the person that was with me, I said, that's Bill Clinton. He said, no, it's not Bill Clinton. I said, look very well. Then after I said, it is him. What is he doing? I said, maybe he's born again too. There's no way he won't be born again, because if you're in the cycle of you're sitting with bishop, I said, he's born again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a place, there's something I want to bring out. I want you to understand that God did not mean, as a believer, you are not a loss. And you cannot suffer any loss. Praise the Lord. There shall be no loss. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know this. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, say, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. That's New Living Translation. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, God wants to bring out something sweet in your life because it pleases the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are a work in progress. And as a work in progress, you cannot suffer any loss because you are not a finished product yet. You are not a finished product yet. I decree in the name of Jesus, every work of the devil against the pleasure of God in your life is terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. God delights and takes pleasure in your well-being. John chapter 3 John verse 3 talks about that. Matthew 7:19 talks about that. He takes pleasure in you. He takes pleasure in you. Enjoying all things. Hallelujah. Quickly, without wasting our time, how to remain preserved, how to remain preserved and to prevent losses. How do you remain preserved and to prevent loss? Because I want us to have some time to pray this morning. Number one is, depend totally on God. Say, depend totally on God. You must depend totally on God as your protector and as your preserver. Psalm 91 from verse 1 to the end talks about that. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, can you see that? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Total trust in God guarantees preservation and prevention of loss or losses. It is after that condition is met, then surely he will deliver. From the foul of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. But the condition is number 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Because you have made God your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. I decree concerning someone this morning, no evil shall befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus. With God on your side and you on the side of God, you have zero tolerance for losses. And you are immune from any form of losses. Number 2, Always make positive confessions. Always make positive confessions. Always make positive confessions. Don't be the type that said negative things. Don't let your mouth be quick to say negative things. You know, the tongue is such a powerful organ in the body. How many of us know the tongue is an organ? It's not a part, it's an organ. It's an organ. It's one of the organs that we don't lay much importance to. Like the heart or the kidney, everybody puts so much importance on those ones. But I tell you, the tongue can kill the heart and shut down the heart. The tongue can kill the kidney and tell kidney, oh yeah, kidney, shut down. And kidney will shut down. The tongue can turn the brain and say, brain, begin to misbehave. The thing will start misbehaving. Yeah. It's a small organ, but very powerful. You know what? It's one of the few organs in the body that carries spiritual power. Because it connects the spirit, the soul, and the body. What comes out of your mouth goes a long way to affect your destiny in life. What you speak to others goes a long way to affect their destiny. And let me shock you, it's not everybody you can just say anything anyhow to. Some people are not cursable. I'm one of them. I don't know about you. I'm one of them. Some people are not cursable. When you curse them, it's like throwing, how many of us know boomerang? You know what? That thing. I don't know what they call it. Is it boomerang? Am I right? When you throw it like this, it will go pee 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 and come back. If you are not, and when it's coming back, it comes with higher velocity. You know why? When it goes this way, by the time it makes the cycle, it gains greater momentum. So when it's coming at you, if you are not careful, hey, if it hits you, you are in trouble. Praise the Lord. Some people are like that. Yoruba call them Oguta Idigbolu. Oguta Idigbolu. If you hit yourself against them, you will break. If peradventure, they fall on you. The person is grounded to powder. And that is who you are in Christ Jesus. You know what? The son of a lion. Hello, is he a tiger? Eh? A small lion. Maybe 1 year old male lion. If it roars, other animals will scramble for safety. It's not yet a lion, still a cub. But if you roars, other animals will scramble. The Bible said Jesus Christ is a rock of ages. So who are you? Eh? A rock. So some people are uncursable. That's why I know I'm uncursable. And you're uncursable. So when people use their mouth to say some things to some people, I pity them. You are saying, say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So when you touch them, you know what you have done? You have touched God. And some people use their mouth. They will scatter the pastor. Stab. Shred. You are playing with danger. Serious danger. So be careful. Be careful. Don't speak negative words to yourself. I say, everybody in our family, who says you will have it? The moment you feel something because of the amount of knowledge that we have now, say, maybe it's kidney stone. No? Kidney stone. Eh? Because of the knowledge, you just notice, maybe you went to wee-wee. Maybe you have drunk too much coke. And you now went to wee-wee. And after wee-wee, maybe 30 minutes later, you now pass the place. You now see hands. They said, if you wee-wee, and aunt is moving around the place, it means you have diabetes. Hey, diabetes. They start saying it. The person will have it. Meanwhile, it's a transistent, just a passing motion sugar. You have ate too much pounded yam. Plenty. Then you went to wee-wee, then you say, because my aunt had diabetes. Who says you will have diabetes? The Bible says, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Stop saying negative things to yourself. The moment you have headache, you say, migraine. Do you know the difference between headache and migraine? They're not the same thing. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Use your mouth to say positive things. I am in my dad. I will be well. I will succeed. Those are the words you should be saying. You know what? I always confess positive. And I remember very well recently that since the day I started saying it, that there is no exam I write that I will fail. I've not failed any exam since then. And when I mean pass, I'm not saying 50. I even set limit. My own pass start from 60. And I've not scored below 60. I mean it. Since that time, I've not scored no exam. No exam. Not scored below that. No exam. Because I believe, how will I? God will help us in Jesus' name. Number three, be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Your prayer is an indication that you depend on God for His protection. The place of prayer is the place of power. And we are going to pray extensively this morning. The place of prayer is the place of power. The place of prayer. You know, there are some forces, they don't respond to gentility. No. They don't respond. Do you know, even human beings, there are some people, they don't respond to just ordinary soft talk. How many of us know that? If you have been a teacher before, there are some child, student, that they don't respond to normal, say after me, A-A-A-B-B, they will not respond. Until you carry cane, don't even beat, just carry cane. The moment you carry the cane, say, oh yeah, say after me, they will say it. Yeah. There are some workers that no matter what you tell them, they will still do the wrong thing. Until you say, I will charge you. When you come late, you deduct 3,000 from your salary. They will not come late again. If human beings are like that, do you think the devil wants anything easy? No. He doesn't want you to enjoy anything easy. The place of prayer is the place of power. You must be strong in the place of prayer. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. And the Bible made it clear to us, it said, the devil, the adversary, is roaring about, moving about, like a wounded lion, roaring, seeking whom he may devour. Resist the devil. The Bible said, did not say negotiate with the devil. Devil, you know what? You are sorrow now, Adi. Let's talk. Eh? While you are still talking, he has cleared the house. The devil does not hear negotiation. He hears force. Since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And this morning we are going to pray some violent prayer, and the devil is going to flee in the name of Jesus. Number four, walk with wisdom. Walk with wisdom. Walk with wisdom. Wisdom says you live right. Wisdom says you avoid certain things. If you don't want to lose your health, wisdom says don't eat or drink certain things. Don't drink alcohol, that's wisdom. Don't smoke cigarettes, that's wisdom. Don't indulge in methamphetamines, that's wisdom. Don't take narcotics, that's wisdom. Don't take banja wee wee, that's wisdom. Don't do the injectable, become a science student when you study heart. Don't do that, that's wisdom. Don't start becoming a chemist when you are an accountant, that's wisdom. Don't conjure. Go to people that conjure. They said they are stargazers. They've not even gazed their own stars. Then you go to them, they said they want to gaze your star. They will just glaze the stars. You know, when you glaze something, the thing will just be there, bam, like that. Yeah, permanently, like laminate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wisdom says you don't live a riotous lifestyle. Jumping here and there. When you are not a grasshopper. Wisdom says, serve God. Serve God. That's wisdom. Wisdom says, be fruitful. Brethren, walk in wisdom. Seek wisdom. The Bible makes it clear to us that wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get what? Let understanding. Brethren, I ran up with this. The devil fears a man with wisdom, divine wisdom. Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is safety. That is not bad counsel. Counsel to obey, there is safety. There is safety. Safety means there is prevention of loss. Hallelujah. That's just the meaning of safety. Prevention of loss. I was discussing with Brashola, an engineer, yesterday. I said, it is, the heart of man is so diabolic and so debased. Some people, their mind is so debased. You are an engineer. Or you are working maybe as a driver or a mechanic. They've given you a car to go and service. Give you the money to go and service the car. Then you know that this part, let's say this is one part, is bad. And they've given you the money. And you know. And they are selling that part. There are 3/4 of those parts. Three types. There's one that is low grade. There's one that is inferior. And there's the original. And you collected the money for the original. Then you get there because of just 1,000 naira that you want to make. Or 2,000 naira that you want to make. Then you go and buy the inferior. That you know. It's not that you don't know. That this thing can fail at any time. Then you fix it in the car. And you say, we have done it. Or you fix it in the equipment. You say, we have done it. And you know the life of another man is destiny. Depends on that thing. And the person is driving and matches the brake. And voila, the thing failed. And the person smashes. God forbid anything evil happening to you. I tell you, to the 4th generation, you won't get out of it. That's the truth. To the 4th generation, 1,000 naira, you destroy so many people's life. Wisdom is what makes you to know that this equipment, somebody is going to walk with it. Somebody is going to walk with it. A simple safety valve that costs just 3,000 naira. Just because you want to make money, you've collected 10,000. Then there's one they sell for 7,000. There's another one for 10,000. I've seen it happen before. And a big equipment, boiler, a boiler exploding is like a bomb. And several people's lives were cut away. To the 4th generation, I say it again, that person will not recover from it. Wisdom says, don't do that. You suffer another man to suffer a loss, and you think you have used the thing to... You know the annoying part? Such monies are used on frivolities. Maybe just a pot of pepper soup that you will eat today, tomorrow. The body will not even accept it. Yeah. Your body will not accept it. Oh, eat it, you pass it to the toilet. The toilet itself will reject it. Because the toilet doesn't want to partake in your evil. You put the thing aside. Europe. God will have mercy on us. That's what we call afowofa. A lot of people do afowofa. And when they finish the afowofa, they will now drag themselves to come and meet pastor and say, pastor, pray. And pastor will be praying. They say, pastor, will learn anointing. When you have not settled with God. Run away from evil. Don't put your hand in evil. Wisdom says, depart from evil. Depart from it. I told them. I said, please, anything they send you, if you know you don't know, say, I don't know. Don't go there and go and be gambling. And go and mess up. Because the life of... You say, buy a fuse. And you know this fuse. This one is 400 naira. This one is 600 naira. This one is 700 naira. You collect the 700 and you buy just a small fuse. That can burn the entire house. That somebody saved 5 years sweat to build. Just because of a fuse. Or the building collapsed. Just because you use 10 bags of cement. You said I'll use 6. to save money for how much is the money of 5 bags of cement? It's less than 20,000 naira. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. This morning we are going to be praying. And I want to tell you this. You cannot enjoy absolute protection if you are not connected to God. Because God is the source of every protection. He that watcheth over you neither sleep nor slumber. The watchmen may watch. They may keep the city. But if God did not preserve, they watcheth in vain. So if you are here this morning, you are still indulging in one thing or the other that can affect your destiny or the destiny of your life or of others, you can repent quickly and surrender your life to Christ.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.